الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة هو الحكيم الخبير أحمده سبحانه وأشكره وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد All praises to Allah to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth His is the praise in the hereafter and He is the most wise and the most aware I praise Him, glory be to Him and thank Him for surely He has power over all things. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is a servant and messenger. May Allah constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family and his companions, to all those who call to his way and practice his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, يقول الحق سبحانه تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in revealing His word from above seven heavens in a way that could not be produced by man He spoke through the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to the people in those times And he speaks to us today. And he has revealed to us, Blessed is he in whose hand is the kingdom, and he has power over all things. He who created death and life, that he might try you, which of you is the best in deeds? And he is the mighty, the oft forgiving. Allah Ta'ala, in this verse, starts off showing his greatness. Tabaraka. And shows the loftiness and the majesty only deserving to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He establishes that He has power over all things. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ He informs us that He is the one who controls life and death. And that He has made these as tests upon us. He has made these in a way that He would see that he would prove to show to us who is the best in deeds. And surely the situation we are in the world today is a trying one. And it appears to be graver and graver for the Muslims as time goes by. And surely life and death for us are tests. Some of us are being tested with an overabundance of suffering, an overabundance of death, and pain. Others are being tested with an overabundance of wealth, an overabundance of comfort. And the Sahaba used to say, may Allah be pleased with them, that we suffered with the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in Darra, in the time of harm, and we were able to control ourselves. But now that we have taken the kingdom of Kisra and face us, Now that the Persian Empire has fallen, the Roman Empire has fallen, we do not know if we will survive in Sarra, if we will survive when the comfort is in our hands, when we are tested, not with pain and suffering, but tested with an overabundance of wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not test any soul greater than it can bear. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا There is nothing, there is no soul that will get a test that is not prescribed for it. And so we should not relax and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe the test of those who are suffering in Darra, in the mountains, those in the deserts, those in the prisons, those who are suffering at this moment, maybe their test in the end might be easier than our test. Maybe Allah is raising them, elevating them, giving them a place in Jannah. But He is testing us to see, will we forget them? Or will we remember them and give to them from our prayers, from our time, and from our wealth, what is deserving to them as Muslims and as part of the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. O you who believe, in the East and the West, Muslims have a serious problem. And that problem is leadership. Those people who are supposed to be representing the believers. In many cases, there is no difference between the believers. The simple, humble Muslims look upon each other as being from the same family. The simple, humble Muslims look toward those who are gifted with wealth, or gifted with knowledge, or gifted with physical strength to take them in the right direction. But we have been swept over in the East and the West with leadership that is taking us in many cases, wal-iyadu billah, off the straight path and onto other paths. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports, بينما النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يحدث إذ جاء أعرابي فقال متى الساعة قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا دُيِّت الأمانة فانتظر الساعة. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that while the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was talking, a Bedouin came and asked, when would the last day be? And the Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, when the trust would be lost, then wait for the coming of the last day. And then the Bedouin continued, كيف إضاءتها؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا وسد الأمر إلى غير أهله فانتظر الساعة. رواه البخاري. The Bedouin asked, how would this trust be lost? The Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, when the leadership will be entrusted to the wrong people, to undeserving people, then wait for the last day. We know that according to the Mufassirin, the Muhaddithin, that the minor signs of the last day are complete, and that we are near this time, coming very close, when the major signs will come about in this planet. And so, undeserving people in positions of leadership, it is a reality that we have to face. It is a reality that we have to be strong enough to oppose. And there is no man, there is no individual based on his family, or based on the amount of wealth, or the amount of knowledge he claims to have, who has the right to take us in any direction other than the direction revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shown to us by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who rule with nationalism, those who rule and lead through tribalism, there are those who rule and lead for materials, their wealth, or with secular rule, or those who lead for their kingdom, to protect their kingdom, or to protect their family, or those who rule and lead, wal-iyadu billah, to protect their masters, whether their masters are in the East or in the West, that it is time for the Muslims to reflect and to come in back of righteous leadership, humble leadership, those who are submitting to Allah, those who are merciful to believers and mighty against disbelievers, those who do not separate between tribes or nations or language, those who give the rights to all people, no matter what their position is, no matter what their economic status is. We need in the East and the West to get behind this leadership, to support this leadership, and to change the other leadership if it is taking us to the fire. Wal-iyadu billah. O you who believe, this evening will be the 21st night in the month of Ramadan. And when we enter the odd nights in the last 10 days, in the period of the last 10 days, we are entering the time described by the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, itqun min an-nar, that it is freedom from the fire. And we know that the Quran was originally revealed in the 27th night. But according to authenticated traditions, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, after having come out on the 27th, and after having led his Sahaba in prayer on the 27th, came out on one evening and said that now, because of argumentation in the masjid, the time of Laylatul Qadr has been concealed. I do not know which evening it is, but seek Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 days. And so based upon authenticated sightings, this evening would be the 21st. Sunday, April 7th, would be the 23rd. Tuesday, the 9th, would be the 25th. And Thursday, the 11th, would be the 27th. And Saturday, the 13th, would be the 29th. And so we should seek the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should seek His mercy in prayer. We should give the sadaqah. Do the righteous deeds in this time. Because it is a time of power. It is a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected His mercy and His wisdom with people. And He has revealed to us in the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم حاميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمر من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed Hamim by the book that makes manifest. We have revealed on a blessed night, and truly we are ever warning. Therein is made clear every affair full of wisdom, a command from us, truly we are ever sending messengers, a mercy from your Lord, truly He is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran in a night of power, in a night of destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected with people with His words, Kalamullah, words not only good in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but words that are valuable and divine guidance until the day of judgment. And He tells us, Al-Kitabul Mubin, the one that clears up falsehood, the one that brings light, the one that is Furqan, Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakim. In it is a separation of every affair. Rahmatan min rabbika, mercy from your Lord. And so this evening was a time of infinite mercy. It was a time that the book would be revealed that contained descriptions of the fire, descriptions of paradise, knowledge of the upcoming events, knowledge of how to live under Allah's guidance, knowledge of how to run a family, how to run a society, and how to control the planet Earth. And the early Muslim scientists based their theories not on materialism. They based their theories on Quran. And based on this, this society is now reaching the technological age. Because it was the mercy revealed in Quran that revolutionized science, that revolutionized astronomy, mathematics, all of the disciplines that have built the society we are living in today. It is the mercy revealed in Quran that has even given knowledge of a city-state, how to run governments. And governments today are basing themselves and not allowing people to know upon the legal system coming out of this revelation. And so the revelation was a mercy to all beings on this earth. And we must reflect upon the time of its coming, and that this individual, alayhi salatu wasalam, left his home and went thousands of feet above sea level, in a cave, in the darkness, approached by a force. And then he continually heard Iqra, he continually hearing, read, recite, and he would reply, Ma ana biqari, I am not one who is able to read. And then he heard, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram, alladhi allama bil-qalam, allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Read, recite in the name of your Lord who has created man from a clot. Recite, and your Lord is the most generous. He taught man by the pen, taught man what he knew not. And so the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, being approached by this force, not knowing what it is, not knowing is it an evil force, is it a good force, but only having these words imprinted on his heart, leaves the cave, looks into the sky and sees this powerful being. He looked to the east and he saw the being. He looked to the west and he saw the being, and he heard, Ya Muhammad, Anta Rasulullah, Wa Ana Jibreel. O Muhammad, you are the messenger of Allah, and I am Jibreel. He ran home and shivered, and went into a state maybe comparable to shock, but he was comforted by his wife, comforted by a woman in that time of weakness. She gave him, she helped him with strength. She helped him with understanding. She consolidated the revelation that had come. And she said, Abshir ya ibn ammi, wasbit. For walladhi nafs Khadija biyadi, la arju an takuna nabi hadhihi al-umma. And she said to him, be joyful, my cousin. Be firm by him who dominates Khadija's soul. I pray and hope that you will be the prophet of this nation. And so she, radiallahu anha, gave him comfort at that time. And he held firm. The connection was made between him and the creator of all of the universes. To a simple individual made of clay, the creator of everything, then gave a message to us. He gave us a blueprint. He gave us guidance. He gave us a system to run our families. He gave us a system to know what will happen in the future. He gave us a system to guide our communities, a system to organize the earth. And so we should not only recite this Quran, but we should practice it. We should look upon it not only as a book to read, not only to kiss and put on a shelf, but look upon it as the blueprint or the guidance of your life, that when decisions are to be made for business, are to be made for family affairs, are to be made for political affairs, for any affair in the life of a Muslim, we should first look to the Quran and then to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who was bayan, the clear evidence of what was revealed in this book. And we should encourage our leadership also to leave nationalism, leave tribalism, leave secular rule, leave all of these material ideologies. They will not help us. Capitalism has failed. Communism has failed. All of these philosophies have failed. Only the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still shine brightly. And it is upon us to encourage this leadership and to never forget what is happening to the Muslims in our nation. That while we are here in Sarra, while we are living in comfort, think of those in Kurdistan who are in the mountains. Think of the feeling that they have. Think of those in the deserts of Somalia and Horn of Africa, driven out of their homes. Think of those in Palestine under oppression of Yahud. Think of those in Afghanistan still suffering from the bombs laid by the Russians, still trying to establish an Islamic state. Reflect upon believers everywhere, and let this be the light that guides us in these last days in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this light and this understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the believers in Kurdistan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon the believers in the Horn of Africa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the believers in Afghanistan, in Palestine, in the Philippines, in every place, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And may He help us to be of one ummah and to feel their pain and to give of ourselves and to unite in the path of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, O you who believe, last week as I was breaking the fast, the time of iftar, I reflected. Muslims will be breaking the fast all over Toronto. Almost 150,000 today. All over Canada. And that Muslims will be breaking their fast all over the world. A group of people not drinking khamar and intoxicants, not arguing, not in adultery or gambling, who have sacrificed for the complete day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I imagined the curve of the earth and how the light would affect other communities in other parts of the world. If I am eating a date, if I am eating food and drinking something of sustenance, what would a believer be drinking in the mountains in Kurdistan? The images that come to us, people only having tea in the desert in Somalia, what would they be drinking while we drink? What would they eat while we eat? We must feel their pain, and we must be prepared to give of ourselves and to correct ourselves and to take a new stand for Islam when this month is over, and not to be afraid of the test that will come, because other believers are going through the test, going through the pain, going through the suffering, and that test may come to us. And never forget the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّحَرِ. There are many who fast who have nothing but hunger, and there are many who stand in prayer who gain nothing but sleepless nights. And so let us reflect on the essence of our fast. We are feeling hunger. We feel weak in our bodies. That is the way other believers are feeling, and they cannot change it. They are stuck in that. And so we have to be responsible to help them come out of this, and to never forget how they feel, and to be prepared if it comes to us, to look upon it as a blessing from Allah. Because as Sahaba told us, they were able to pass the test in Darra, in the time of hardship. But in Sarra, they passed the test. When the time came to give of their wealth, did they give their wealth? When the time came for zakah, to purify their mal, purify their wealth, did they give their percentages of zakat? Or did they hold it back because of fear of hayat al-dunya, fear of the life of this world? And so we should not hold back. We should be as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as a gentle breeze that gives life in this month. Open up your hearts, open up your minds, your treasuries that Allah has given to you, because it is only amana, it is only a trust, and we cannot take this with us when we go to the grave and when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all this openness in our hearts. May Allah give us all this openness in our wealth. May Allah give us all this openness in our jihad. May Allah give us the strength and peace and blessings to Muhammad. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. May Allah be pleased with him and the Khulafa al-Rashideen. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. Please with them and us, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا تقبل قيامنا وصيامنا. ربنا تقبل قيامنا وصيامنا. ربنا تقبل قيامنا وصيامنا. ربنا تقبل أعمالنا كلها في شهر رمضان. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم واتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله يرحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي.